The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Time now for Dr. Health Radio, radio's original health news magazine, bringing you the latest information on medicine, nutrition, fitness, and wellness. Now, in its 28th year, your host of Dr. Health Radio is health expert David Snow, who is not a doctor. And while most of David's guests are doctors or authorities in their areas of expertise, they do not diagnose or prescribe on the air. If you have a condition or illness that requires medical attention, see a health professional. The information contained in this program is for educational and entertainment purposes only. And now, your host of Dr. Health Radio, the Snowman himself, David Snow.
Hey, the Snowman says if you slowly become more sedentary, it's going to be a quicker trip to the cemetery. So, hey, be physically active. Even if you're just a weekend warrior, it's okay to be a weekend warrior. We just don't, we hope you won't be a weekly weakling or a weekday weakling because it feels good to be stronger. And that's what we're going to talk about in this hour of the program, physical activity. Now, while some of you are spending part of your weekend checking your apps and taking naps, other individuals, on the other hand, are taking part in the 40th anniversary of the most iconic endurance sporting event in the world, and that is the Kona Ironman Triathlon, happening right here in our state, which is, by the way, also one of Hawaii's biggest sporting events of the year. And first, before we give you details on that, I'd like to welcome you to the healthiest 2 hours on radio. It's the Snowman with you, David Snow, keeping you cool and healthy as we do it each and every week at this time here on the program. And we thank you so very much for joining us and making us a part of your weekend, which we hope to make strong and healthy with the information we have for you this morning. And as we have been doing for over a decade now, we will be bringing you live exclusive radio coverage of it during this hour of Dr. Health Radio. Our show in the second hour does carry on the mainland as well, so we can't give you the rundown of the results and coverage in the second hour. But in the first hour, we'll have exclusive live radio coverage of it with our correspondents on the course and at NBC headquarters in Kailua, Kona. Excuse me, clear the frogs out of the studio here. And that'll be coming up in just a few minutes. Now, I know some of you are saying, but David, I'll never do a triathlon or any extreme sport for that matter. We'll never say never. But even if you never do, you'll hear inspiring information. You'll hear some fascinating facts and local experts that can tell you or give you tips on how you can improve your particular level of fitness and health, no matter what physical activity you're engaging in. So we're going to have a lot of information for you. You do not want to miss a minute of today's show. And I did not drink enough water before we turned on the microphone. So let me get a sip here. I'm a little too excited as we do it each and every year at this time. Okay, now we're ready to roll. Now, those of you not familiar with just how grueling the Ironman course is, imagine having to swim, bike, and run 140 miles all in the same day, mind you. In fact, the winning times are usually just over 8 hours, and that's a 2.4-mile swim, which is the equivalent swim distance of the Waikiki Roughwater swim, 112-mile bike ride, which is like riding around the entire island of Oahu, and a marathon, which is 26.2 miles. Now, historically, it was a Honolulu-based Navy couple Judy and John Collins, yeah, who proposed it back in 1978. So this is the 40th anniversary of the Kona Ironman, which originally, for the first few years, was held here on Oahu and then moved to the Big Island for obvious reasons, you know, logistics and crowds and everything. But it combines the three toughest endurance races on Hawaii, or in Hawaii, the rough water swim, as I mentioned, the around the Oahu bike race, and then the Honolulu Marathon, all into one event. So we will be talking about that in just a few minutes. And then we have a stellar lineup of guests. First, we'll have Sarah Hartman. She is the executive director of the Ironman organization. She'll be calling in from NBC headquarters in Kailua Kona. Also, Timothy Marr, Hawaii's winningest triathlete. He's over there in Kailua Kona right now, and he'll be giving us a local perspective on the race, as well as and then shifting gears from the Ironman to healing and medicine. Excuse me, Dr. Lisa Smigel, she'll be talking. She's from the Hawaii Center for Regenerative Medicine, and she'll be with us a little later in the hour talking about prolotherapy and all the regenerative therapies that can help your, whether it's chronic pain you're suffering from or a disease condition. We'll hear from her on that. And then Howell Boca joins us a little later this hour from Boca, Hawaii. He has trained more triathletes than anybody else here in the state of Hawaii, and he'll tell you what it takes to what kind of foundation you have to build before you are even eligible to compete in a physical feat such as the Ironman. And then a little later in the program, we're going to talk about a play that is going to be featured at the Orvis Auditorium at the University of Hawaii at Manoa. And that's Old Age is Not for Sissies. That's from producer Patriba Eastwood. She'll be with us a little later this hour talking about that. And then rounding out the hour, Patsy McCandless on cell phone addiction. And be sure to be with us next hour as we talk about your personal health organizer, how to get all your medical records in order. You want to be as healthy as you are wealthy. You know, a lot of people have their documents and bank accounts and checking accounts balanced to the penny, and yet they completely blow it when it comes to health and medical records. So having said that, let's go to our first guest, who I believe is on the line. Well, she will be shortly. And that is Sarah Hartman. Do we have Sarah on? Good morning, Sarah. How the health are you?
Aloha. Good morning. How are you?
Thank you. Now, you're the executive director of the Ironman organization over there. And usually, you know, my first question is, it's the weather is always the wild card, as you know, at the Kona Ironman. And usually it's either the wind or the heat or the fog. But this year, it's the rain. What's the weather like over there? I know we've had quite a bit of rain on the other islands. What's it like in Kona right now?
Well, it's been a beautiful morning. I am the executive director of the Ironman Foundation.
Thank you.
And I can't wait to tell you a little bit more about that. We did have a few raindrops this morning, so some liquid sunshine. But other than that, it's been an absolutely spectacular day so far.
Fantastic. Do you think any records will be broken today?
We've already broke one.
So
the first two people out of the water, first male pro out of the water was Josh Amberger from Australia, and the first female pro was Lucy Charles from Great Britain.
Smashed
the swim record for women at 48 minutes and
13
seconds.
Wow.
She smoked it. And
<That's>
Josh Amberger from Australia came in at 47:39, so
wow.
She was right on it.
Right.
Team.
Oh, my
really
gosh.
Really incredible. That's given her a healthy lead.
Oh, I can imagine.
She's 8 minutes ahead of the other women.
Well, that's her forte. She was a swim champion before she started doing triathlons, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
She's just had a spectacular career. And I think, you know, last year was such an exciting moment for her, taking second place. And so all eyes are really on her today.
All right. Well, best of luck to her. Now, we're now in the bike phase of the race. Who are the leaders right now? Who's on the leaderboard as we speak?
So Lucy Charles, as I mentioned, has an 8-minute lead ahead of Daniela Reese, who, of course, has won several times, and Sarah Crowley. So we anticipate this is going to be a very competitive race with, Lucy, Daniela, and Sarah Crowley really giving each other a run for their money. The men's race right now on the bike, there's three men who are all within a couple of seconds of each other.
Really?
It's very competitive. So Cameron Wirth from Australia, Andrew Starkowitz from the U.S., and Josh Amberger, again, who was first out of the water.
Oh, right. Okay.
From Australia.
All right. How many countries are represented today, Sarah?
So there are about 2,500 athletes who are racing.
My gosh.
From 82 different countries, regions,
astounding.
And territories.
You know, I remember it's just incredible. A few years ago, it was only 1,500 competitors, and they always had said that was the cap, but they keep raising the cap of allowable. Is it going to be 3,000 in another 4 years or so, or what's it, how can it grow? You know, where's the tipping point, or you know, how big can it get?
Great question. You know, everyone has to get their bike on the pier, so. That's our transition area, and we're just delighted this year to have so many athletes. And a really exciting statistic is that 28% of the field are women.
Wow, that is impressive.
28%, which is you know, a new record for us in terms of the Ironman.
Unbelievable, huh? Wow. And who is? Let's give the audience an idea on who the youngest and oldest competitors are, because it'll give people inspiration. On you know, a lot of people think, oh, I'm already 45, I'm over the hill, I'm never going to compete in anything like that. But I mean, there's an age. Different classes for every age, right? I mean, you know, there's masters and things like that. But who are the youngest and oldest competitors in this year's 40th anniversary of the Ironman?
So you're absolutely correct. There are several different age groups, beginning with 18 to 24.
Okay.
So our youngest competitor is a young woman who is 18. Our oldest competitor is a gentleman from Japan who is 82 years old.
Is that did he also compete last year? I think I remember him.
He did.
Yeah. Okay.
He did.
82.
And it's a stupendous lineup of athletes, as I mentioned, from all over the world with, of course, some really compelling stories.
Sure.
And I'm very, as I mentioned, I run the Ironman Foundation, which is the charitable arm of Ironman. And so our team, it's our role to provide positive impact in the communities where we race. And we do that through providing grant funding to local organizations.
Excellent.
And supporting volunteer efforts. So pleased to say that here on the island of Hawaii, the Ironman Foundation historically has provided over $1.7 million in grant funding to over 1,200 different organizations. And
wow.
This year alone, it will be $170,000 in grant funding to local organizations. We like to say that, you know, we're here, we love being here on the island, and we feel so honored and blessed to race here, but we're only here for a short time. And by supporting these local nonprofit organizations, it allows us to leave our Ironman legacy behind long after race week.
And by the same token, it's good for Hawaii because it puts us on the world stage as a premier sporting destination.
This is absolutely correct. This is the premier destination for triathlon.
Yeah, it's a Super Bowl. This is really the Super Bowl
Super Bowl of triathlon, exactly. So as I mentioned, lots of compelling stories. I'm happy that we are able to send about $70,000 in grant funding to the Puna region.
Wow. Oh, excellent. Thank you. Yeah.
Now, our pleasure. And lots of great athletes. I'm so excited to say that Brent and Kyle Pease, who are two brothers who race together, they're just a dynamo team. Brent has been competing with his younger brother, Kyle, who has spastic quadriplegia, cerebral palsy. I just saw them come out of the water. They had a tremendous swim, came in 1 hour and 7 minutes, Brent pulling his brother Kyle in a bath.
That is so touching.
So 1 hour and 7 minutes is just spectacular. They're already out on the bike. They'll do the run, and when they cross the finish line, they will make history.
Wow.
They will be the only hand cycle duo to cross the finish line other than Dick and Rick Hoyt.
Interesting. Now, speaking of the course and times, is this the year that the course will break the 8-hour mark? It reminds me of, you know, before the four, you know, back in the 50s or whenever the 4-minute mile was broken by Roger Bannister, they said, no, it can't be done. It's physically or physiologically impossible and everything. And of course, now, you know, a lot of people have broken the 4-minute mile. Is it going to be the case with the 8-hour triathlon? Because I think the course record last year was, 8:01:40 in 40 seconds. So, I mean, it's ever so close to breaking, getting into under 8 hours. Do you think it'll be today?
You're absolutely right. I would say yes. Let's see what happens with that cough. It would be so exciting if Patrick Lange, who did set that world record last year, Patrick, of course, from Germany.
Yeah, from Germany.
If he does break his record of 8:01:40, that means that under 8 hours would be a spectacular achievement.
That would be so fitting for the 40th anniversary of the running of the Kona Ironman, wouldn't it?
Exactly. I would love to see that happen today. It's such a special year for us. You know, we're celebrating 40 years of dreams at the Ironman World Championship brought to you by Amazon. So many special things happening. We mentioned Patrick and his record last year. Daniela Reif won last year in 8 hours, 50 minutes, and 47
wow.
seconds.
So
we'll see what today brings there. It's a really exciting pro race. So many spectacular athletes. And of course, I have to say, I have a soft spot in my heart for two pros who are Ironman Foundation pro athlete ambassadors. They dedicate their seasons all year round to supporting the mission of the Ironman Foundation. And that's Marinda Carfrae,
who's
known as Rinny. She's the three-time Ironman World Champion, and her husband, Timothy O'Donnell. And both of them have already had a spectacular start to the
day. Excellent. Now, we only have a minute or so left, so let me just fire a couple questions at you real quick. Any celebrities in the race this year? I know we've had some in the past years.
I would say that there are many special stories, and I mentioned the Pease brothers before.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Isabella de la Jose is another special story. She is from New Jersey but hails from New Orleans. In January of this year, she was diagnosed with stage 4 lung cancer.
Wow.
Her health quickly deteriorated. She was given a drug trial at Memorial Sloan Kettering. It turned her life around. She is competing today. She is strong and ready to and she's one of these people who has raced one marathon in every U.S. state. And guess what?
Are you serious?
Is her 50th.
Unbelievable.
The day when
wow.
she crosses will be her 50th marathon.
Oh, how fitting.
Lots of the most incredible, inspiring stories.
Absolutely.
And you can catch it all. I wanted to make sure that I mentioned.
That was the last question I had. Yeah.
Good. Perfect. So we have television coverage, an unprecedented amount. It's been happening all day long. You can watch on our Facebook Watch channel. So there's live coverage. You can find it at facebook.com/Ironman Now.
Okay.
facebook.com/Ironman Now. It's around the clock, comprehensive live coverage. We've already started, obviously.
Yep.
You'll hear the commentators are Paula Newby-Fraser, who's our Queen of Kona, the 8-time Ironman World Champion.
Uh-huh.
Ironman World Champion Greg Welch is joining her, along
Excellent.
With 3-time Ironman Champion Michael Lovato, and our Ironman Europe commentator Paul Kay. So they're hosting this world-class coverage. It's also broadcast in the USA through various platforms of NBC Sports.
Okay.
So live start was already on there on NBCSN.
All right.
And you'll find live reports throughout the day.
Also, and Sarah, isn't the, like previous years, isn't NBC going to be televising it in November or December, the kind of an hour and a half compilation of it? Or do
You're
they,
absolutely right. Yeah. The NBC Sports special of the 2018 Ironman World Championship brought to you by Amazon will be broadcast on NBC Sports on November 24th.
Okay.
And this is just a sneak preview. The Ironman Foundation holds its annual gala in New York City, where we get to do a sneak preview of that broadcast. And that's held on November 12th.
Oh, okay.
So if any of your listeners are going to be in New York or want to be in New York and see that special before it airs, you're more than welcome to join us.
Great. All right. So I can't thank you enough, Sarah. Thank you so much for all the information and interesting stories and stats and data. We invite you back next year, same time, same station, for another edition of this great conversation. I appreciate you being with us.
Thank you so much for having me, and much aloha.
All right. There goes Sarah Hartman, the executive director of the Ironman Foundation. And here we go. But we will be back right after this with Timothy Marr giving us some local perspectives on the Kona Ironman. He is Hawaii's winningest triathlete. We'll hear from him. And then we have a stellar lineup of guests after that on everything having to do with your health as well as fitness and wellness. So stick around if you want to stay healthy. And if you can't stay with us all 2 hours long, our show is rebroadcast tonight from 9 to 11 p.m. on Saturday Night Healthy here on AM 690 or 94.3 The Answer. Stick around if you want to stay healthy. Back right after this as Dr. Health Radio continues.
If you're like most people, you've got a calendar to help you stay organized, or a day planner, or some PDA you're still figuring out how to use. And it helps keep track of the anniversaries and birthdays that our overworked brains can't remember. That way we know exactly when things will happen and how long we can put off making arrangements for them. But there are some things in life that we can't put on our calendar because we don't know when they'll happen, if at all. Like some sort of household emergency, or a disaster, or even a fire. But when it does, the time to prepare for it has already passed. So get together with your family today and prepare for the unexpected by establishing a family disaster plan with help from your local Red Cross. That way you'll all know exactly what to do in the event of an emergency, where to go, who to call, how to help each other. But do it today so you won't get caught by surprise tomorrow. When we come together, we become part of something bigger than us all. To find out how to make your family disaster plan, visit redcross.org. The American Red Cross. Together, we can save a life.
Noni has been used by Polynesians and Hawaiians for over 2,000 years as their main medicinal plant. Now our new products bring the power of Noni fruit to you in a pleasant-to-use form. Noni fruit leather is made from pure, organic, unfermented fruit and offers relief for many health problems inside and out. Our soothing lavender Noni lotion helps with pain, skin ailments, and sports injuries. Noni fruit leather and lavender Noni lotion are available online or at most health food stores. Try our Noni lotion and fruit leather for improved health and energy.
You're listening to Dr. Health Radio, Hawaii's original health news magazine, now in its 28th year. To listen to past shows, just go to the podcast section of our website, drhealthradio.com. That's D-O-C-T-O-R healthradio.com. Now, back to David Snow on the Healthiest 2 Hours on Radio.
Let's get excited. And it is David Snow on your radio. Hey, we're excited you could join us on this special edition of Dr. Health. In this segment of the program, we heard from Sarah Hartman in the first segment talking about the Ironman. And let's get a local perspective on this iconic event with Timothy Marr, Hawaii's winningest triathlete. And he's now retired, but do we have him on the line? Okay. Let me share a quote that he has on his website. Be adventurous, be bold, be brave, but savor it. It goes fast. And he is someone who knows how to go fast, whether it's in the water on a bike or simply in his running shoes. And we'll hear from the multiple winner of the 10-man triathlon locally here, as well as the Honolulu triathlon. He won that several years in a row as well. So hopefully we'll let's get Haul on if we could, if we can't get in touch with Tim Chaz. We have a variety of guests. This is unusual for us. You know, we usually have one or two guests per hour. In this segment or in this hour of the program, we have half a dozen guests joining us. But actually, let's get Dr. Lisa Smigel on first. Sorry about that. We want to have her on talking about regenerative medicine, and then we'll get back to our coverage of the Ironman. So let me cover with you a few articles that I didn't get to since we don't have the Health Hotline news this morning, as we usually do. But can fish prevent Parkinson's? This is an interesting article from Chalmers University of Technology in Sweden. Parvalbumin, that's a protein found in certain fish species, that's been shown to help prevent the formation of certain protein structures closely associated with Parkinson's disease. Now, the fish that they studied, or the fish that are found to have this parvalbumin protein, P-A-R-V, and then albumin, as in egg albumin or protein albumin, herring, cod, and redfish, including sockeye salmon and red snapper. Those fish have particularly high levels of this substance that may protect from Parkinson's disease. All right, let's go shift gears here. And we have Dr. Lisa Smigel on the line. She's going to be talking about regenerative medicine, and she has two clinics, both in Hilo and here on Oahu, the Hawaii Center for Regenerative Medicine. And we welcome her to the Dr. Health Radio microphones this morning. Good morning, Dr. Smigel. How the health are you?
Good morning, David. Thank you for having me. I'm doing really well.
Good, good. Now, you've been in practice here for quite some time, since the early 2000s, and for almost 18 of those years, you've been practicing. You're far ahead of the curve, or you've been ahead of your time in practicing regenerative medicine. Tell us exactly what that is and what it entails, and in particular, prolotherapy. That's one of your specialties. But give us an overview of regenerative medicine and how it's different from conventional medicine.
Regenerative medicine is really using your own body to regenerate tissues as opposed to just a Band-Aid like corticosteroid. It reduces inflammation and reduces pain, but in the long run, it's detrimental. But regenerative medicine is to stimulate growth and to regenerate tissues that are damaged so that you have, it's almost like an anti-aging thing. It tightens and strengthens tendons and ligaments of damaged area and stabilizes joints, and then it reduces pain.
All right. And most of your patients, I understand, come in for knee pain and low back pain. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes. Those are the most common problems that people come in for.
Okay. But it can be treatable. I mean, the pain throughout the body, it's usually treatable with one of the therapies that you offer. Sciatica,
definitely.
Arthritis, and things like that.
Yes. Everything from neck pain to low back pain to shoulder or elbows or wrist or ankle pain or tendonitis or Achilles tendonitis.
All right.
Yes, every body part that produces pain
can be treated.
Prolotherapy and other regenerative can be treated with.
Oh, okay. And you also do PRP, that's a protein-rich plasma therapy, and then stem cell therapies. So those are also regenerative-defined therapies
as well.
Yes,
they all are. It's amazing. They're all pretty magical in terms of stimulating healing.
Mm-hmm. I understand you're having
an natural way.
Upcoming article in next month's Natural Awakening magazine, the November issue of Natural Awakenings. What is that going to talk about, people picking up the magazine to get that article? What are you going to be talking about in that particular issue?
I think in that particular issue, we're going to talk a little bit about stem cell.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
That's in the news every day. I mean, there's always something about stem cells coming out on the safe and effective treatment for various conditions of what people suffer from, and then as well as anti-aging therapies, of course, for stem cell therapy. Yeah. Now,
that's correct.
And since I mentioned that you're going to have an article in Natural Awakenings, I should mention that this month's magazine, and not to take anything from next issue, which is the issue you're going to have an article in, but Going Meatless Gains Momentum. That's one of the cover stories on the October issue of Natural Awakenings magazine, which, by the way, you can pick up at 300 locations, all the pharmacies, health stores, libraries, pretty much anywhere you see a newspaper stand, you'll find Natural Awakenings magazine. And I think it's naturalawakeningshawaii.com for more information there. I just wanted to give them a mention there.
Yeah.
Now, giving you a mention, since we just have a mini interview right now, and maybe we'll have you on the show for an extended interview in the future, but what is your phone number and website for people wanting to get in touch with you for the regenerative therapies that you offer at your two clinics?
Okay, my website is very easy. It's called prolohawaii.com.
That's P-R-O-L-O, okay.
L-O-Hawaii.com. Uh-huh. And my office number is 808-933-3444.
Okay, 933-3444. Sometimes the easy numbers are so easy that people say, was it 3334 or 3444? But anyway, okay.
333-444.
Oh, that's good. Okay. 9 and then 333-444. That's a great, easy way to remember that. That's good. I like that. All right. Well, thank you so much, Dr. Smigel, for being with us, and all the best. And keep us updated on any new developments in the areas of stem cell therapy as well as PRP also.
Thank you for having me.
All right. There goes Dr. Lisa Smigel. And here we go. We're going to take just a brief break for bottom hour station ID. And we'll be back with Haul Boca from Boca, Hawaii. He has trained more triathletes in the state than any other firm, and he knows just a thing or two about triathlons and endurance sports, and he'll give us some tips on, you know, whether you're a biker, a runner, swimmer, or golfer, you know, any other activity that you may engage in, how to be better at it and be more fit and healthy. So much more information to come here on The Healthiest 2 hours on radio.
Do you sometimes suffer from gas, bloating, indigestion, constipation, diarrhea, or irritable bowel syndrome? You need to know about the Friendly Foursome. Master Supplements, the leaders in safe and effective intestinal health products, offer 4 supplements that may reinvent your intestinal tract. First, there's Theralac, America's fastest-acting medical-strength probiotic. Find out why Theralac's regular customers become, well, regular customers. Just go to theralac.com for more information. Then there's True Fiber, clinically proven to improve regularity as well as lowering cholesterol. True Fiber is also uniquely formulated to stimulate probiotics. Third in the Friendly Foursome is Enzylase, the strongest enzyme available. With high potencies of 12 different digestive enzymes, Enzylase makes short work of fatty meals and dairy products, as well as normally gas-producing foods such as beans. Finally, there's True Flora, the fastest-acting bio-cleansing probiotic. True Flora is so potent, the recommended dose is only 2 per week. This is the premier traveler's supplement. Don't go on a trip without taking True Flora. See the Friendly Foursome of Master Supplement products at your favorite natural food store. Theralac, True Fiber, Enzylase, and True Flora for the best intestinal health of your life.
Is getting a good night's sleep a challenge? Fortunately, there's a superior fast-acting sleep formula called Tranquil Sleep from Natural Factors. This non-habit-forming supplement contains a unique combination of melatonin, 5-HTP, and L-theanine, which works in harmony with your body's natural sleep hormones. Tranquil Sleep can help you fall asleep, stay asleep, sleep sounder, and wake up refreshed, all without feeling drowsy in the morning. The key benefit comes from increasing the time spent in the deeper stages of sleep. It's only in these deeper levels of sleep that we truly experience the rejuvenation, regeneration, and recuperation that sleep provides. Even if you think you get a good night's sleep, give Tranquil Sleep a try. You might be surprised with how much better you've slept by waking up with more energy and enthusiasm to start your day. Learn more at naturalfactors.com.
Dr. Health Radio is made possible by Natural Factors, where great health begins. Natural Factors food supplements are available at your nearest natural food store. And by Xanthosin, the safe anti-inflammatory for general health and longevity. You can find Xanthosin at all GNC locations. Dr. Health Radio is also sponsored by Wakanaga of America, producers of Kyolic, the world's best-selling odorless aged garlic extract.
Oh, Iron Man. Okay, yes. Although that's the Iron Man from the movie. We have an Iron Man on the phone right now. Haol Boca from Boca, Hawaii. Good morning, Haol. How's everything over there in Kona? You're near the pier, are you, on Ali'i Drive?
Yes, I'm right here by the pier. We're seeing the last bikers going out on the bike ride right now.
All right. And how does the bike leg of the race look? That's what phase we're in right now. Obviously, all the swimmers have come out of the water. Do you think a course record will be broken today at the Kona Ironman?
That's what they're talking about. The conditions look really, really, really nice. There's a very light wind. The conditions on the water were very nice and clear. And no wind on the bike, which is amazing.
Oh, yeah, that is. That's usually the weather wild card, yeah, going up to Javi, yeah.
Oh, definitely. And then, especially on the way back, it gets really windy on
right.
the way back.
Yeah, that's
the
right.
Bike ride started. Mm-hmm. But, and also they're saying there might be a little bit of rain at the end of the day, so that might help on the run as well.
Oh, okay. Now, you've trained you have several competitors in the field, don't you, that you've trained here in Hawaii?
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. We have a bunch of people out there, and they do it quite well, though.
Now, who is favored to win on the local level? Is there somebody that's far in the lead over the other locals?
Yeah, there's a guy. He's a six-time world champion of bodyboard, and he's a Brazilian guy. He's a friend of mine. His name is Guilherme Tamega. He's doing quite well.
Great.
On the woman's side, we have Rachel Bradley, former Rachel Ross, Catherine Nichols. I don't know if people that's been in the sport probably remember those ladies, but there's quite a few people out there, and you never know. You know, it's a long day, and see what happens.
Yeah, you know, we had Sarah Hartman on earlier, Boca Howell, and she was mentioning that 28%, almost 30% of the field is women now, which is amazing.
Yeah, I mean. Yes, exactly. I mean, it's growing. The sport's growing and expanding. There's so many different countries now. Now, China being a big role here in Kona has a lot of Chinese athletes over
right,
here now.
And, right. 82 countries represented in the 40th running of today's Ironman. Now, your company, Boca Hawaii, has trained more triathletes than any other firm. How would someone train for an event like today's Ironman, Ironman triathlon? What would it take? Give us an idea of how many hours a week, for instance, a person would have to train to get to that level of endurance that it would take to be able to compete, let alone win.
Yeah, I mean, of course, there's the professional level that people train 30-plus hours a week. And then there's people that has work and family and things to do. So normally what we'd say is start 1 year, learn the sport, do the shorter distance event, like the shorter triathlons, and then do maybe a half Ironman or a marathon or something like that.
Uh-huh.
And then you can move on into an Ironman. I like to keep the training for my athletes a couple hours every day.
Okay, two hours a day.
And then you do a little longer on the weekend, on Saturdays and Sundays. But it's hard to put more than 2 hours on the weekdays. I mean, if you have a job.
Oh, sure.
Family,
yeah, yeah. Although, let me take issue with that, because a lot of people listening, they'll say, you know, David, you're crazy. Howell, you're crazy. You know, I'm not going to spend 2 hours a day exercising. Yet they'll spend 4 to 6, 8 hours on their electronic devices, TVs, computers, and everything, remaining sedentary. And they could, if they prioritized, could conceivably spend 2 hours a day in physical activity of training for a triathlon if they really wanted to. I mean, you know.
Definitely. You know what they say. You want to get something done, you give to a busy person.
Yes, exactly. Right.
Mm-hmm. We have to be organized. You have to schedule your day. Maybe you have a day off during the weekdays, and you train 4 days of the weekdays, and you have a day off. But the main idea is make sure that you balance your life, and you can have fun. I don't like the idea of the triathlon have the image of being super hard and it's just for special people. That's not true. All we need is dedication. You need to organize and make sure you have time to train and enjoy the sport. Anybody can do it. Anybody can do it. People that are listening right now and they say, oh, no, Ironman, my God, I heard those guys are nuts. It's not like that. Anybody can do an Ironman.
Yeah. Oh, wow. That's good. Good inspiration for people out there, you know. And we heard some, Sarah shared a few stories of people with cerebral palsy and other, compromised physiological conditions. And yet they overcame and surmounted those obstacles to run in today's Ironman, which is a huge physical feat, and as well as mental and emotional feat. So, yeah, anybody can do it if they put their mind to it. Now, you have a lot of clinics. You have not only triathlon clinics, you have running clinics, swim clinics, which I've taken from you, cycling clinics. Is there a website people can go to for more information on Boca Hawaii?
Sure, we can go to www.bocahawaii.com, and we have all the information over there. And we also organizing lots of events, because for me right now, just doing a training, you have to have a reason for you to train.
Yes.
So we have races along the year that people use as a goal setting, and they can focus on and accomplish.
Yes.
It's all about training. Training, finish an event and celebrate and have a good time.
It's like, you know, real estate is location, location, location. With your organization, it's training, 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 you know, the physical, just the consistency of being physically fit. And we appreciate you inspiring so many thousands of people as you have over the years for that Boca Hawaii has trained. Howell, and give us your also your location on Cook Street. I mean, people, I don't want to forget to mention that you have a full retail store. You have all kinds of sports nutrition items. You have shoes. You have bicycles that you sell and everything. And so that's on Cook Street, right? Right off Ala Moana Boulevard?
Yeah, that's correct. And you said it all. We have all kinds of stuff, and from cruiser bike to triathlon bike. And we perfectly located next to a beer place and a coffee place. I finally got a spot that I have a beer one side and a coffee the other side.
Oh, you got good. Okay. That's a great way to end the conversation.
Okay. So we're perfect. We 330 on Cook Street on the first block road close to Ala Moana Boulevard.
All right.
It's a nice shop and it's pretty fun.
All right.
We open 12 to 6 and we have nice, friendly salesperson.
You have great personnel there, yes, Scott and everybody there. So thank you so much, Howell, for calling us from Kailua Kona, and all the best, and we'll see you back here when you're back on Oahu.
Thank you so much, Dave. I appreciate it. You guys have fun. Thank you.
All right. There goes Howell Boca of Boca Hawaii. That's BOCAHawaii.com. All right. We are going now to, we're going to shift gears again, and go to somebody that is a creator of a play, Old Age Is Not for Sissies. And we'd like to, do we have her on the phone? I think we do. All right, Patriba, do we have you on the phone? Are you there?
Yes.
Hi. Thank you so much for being there. And tell us about your play that is coming up on October 29th at the Orvis Auditorium at the University of Hawaii Manoa campus.
So it's called Aging Is Not for Sissies, revised and revisited with men and live music.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That sounds like that's an event in itself. And
right.
A lot of people think that they're over the hill, but I think your staff or your cast, rather, will prove otherwise, right? Because
correct.
Just because you're over the hill. And it's funny how you came upon or how you created this play. You did it for your 65th birthday
back in
2006, and yet it took off. Everybody said, oh, you got to turn it into a play. Everybody has to see this. And so that's pretty cool. And
That's true.
You've had sellout performances for every time it's been on in the past.
Pretty much, yeah.
So
pretty much.
That is
great. And the show, you know, it really does challenge a lot of myths about aging and older adults and being over the hill and not being vivacious and full of newness or being invisible and untouchable. And it really does bring a lot of laughter, heartfelt compassion, and enjoyment for people who are there. So we hear.
Well, I think it counteracts the fact that we're so obsessed in this country with youthfulness and sex appeal, because you talk about friendships and sex life and care homes and Medicare. I mean, there's no stone left unturned in the play Old Age Is Not for Sissies. How can people get information on getting a ticket?
Oh,
for this?
Easy. They can go to agingisnotforsissies.roundpapertickets.com.
Okay.
And or they can call 371 1104.
Okay.
And talk to a live person.
All right. I like live people.
Yeah, right.
Instead of robotic secretaries or robotic voices on the other end of the line.
You know, they can order online easily enough.
Okay,
and whatever works.
And the tickets aren't obscenely expensive, like, you know, concert tickets are three figures,
not.
You know, $100 or whatever. In fact, I noticed that some of the tickets are right around $20, a $20 bill, right?
For seniors, that's right.
For seniors,
right.
And so your ticket prices are so reasonable, I wouldn't even have to dip into my Botox budget. I mean, oh, wait, no, I don't want to admit that on the air. I take that back. No, just kidding. Anyway, best of luck on your next performance on October 29th. That's on a Monday night at the University of Hawaii's Orvis Auditorium. Again, that number 371-1104. Thank you so much for being with us, Patriba.
Thank you, David. Thank you for calling.
All right. There goes Patriba Eastwood. Aging is not for sissies. All right. And we're going to take a brief break here and be back with Patsy McCandless talking about cell phone addiction. You're going to want to hear this segment if you have any children in your life or even adults. You know, it's not just childhood ADD. A lot of adults, kids grow out of it, but then they become adults with attention deficit disorder and all kinds of other problems. Do you have nomophobia? Do you know what that is? What about FOMO? F-O-M-O. We'll tell you about that. Some diagnosed disorders that are now cropping up at epidemic proportions in our electronic society. So much more information to come here on the Healthiest 2 Hours on Radio. Don't go anywhere if you want to stay healthy.
Hi there, health fans. Dick Allgaier here. Who is more lonely, old or young? Might surprise you. Speaking of lonely, how about lonely and dumb? What screen time does to kids? And will the government give relief to airline passengers crammed into inhumane little tiny seats? Well, don't count on it. I'll have a report on all this coming up in my health report. It's in the next hour of the Dr. Health Show.
With all the news about side effects of prescription and OTC anti-inflammatories, just launched is Xanthocin, a very potent yet safe anti-inflammatory supplement for health and longevity. Xanthocin is the result of decades of research on the natural compound astaxanthin, proved to support inflammatory health without the side effects. And Xanthocin is a pure and highly absorbed form of astaxanthin, endorsed by doctors and healthcare professionals for superior health and anti-aging benefits, backed by 1,500 peer-reviewed papers and over 50 human trials. It's also potent. In fact, just 2 capsules of Xanthocin with a meal equals 6 capsules of other astaxanthin products. So enhance your supplement regimen today by adding Xanthocin to support your inflammatory health and longevity. You can find physician-endorsed Xanthocin at all GNC locations in Hawaii and the mainland, or order it online at xanthocin.com.
By now, you've heard about the popularity of products containing cannabis-based CBD because of the many benefits people are experiencing by taking them. What you may not know, though, is that there are other plants besides cannabis that contain these same cannabinoids. Emerald Health Bioceuticals, the global leader in the research and development of plant-based phytocannabinoids, offers you 5 dual-acting formulas for the results you expect. Choose from Bliss, Brain, Calm, Inflame, and sleep. And no matter which doctor-formulated product you choose, you can feel confident that every one of Emerald's safe and effective science-based nutritional supplements are the best value for the price. So if you're someone who's looking for more vibrant health and energy, stop by your favorite health store today to check out the next big thing, the hot products from Emerald Health Bioceuticals, or check them out at emeraldhealthbio.com. Emerald Health Bioceuticals, the endocannabinoid company.
Hey, that's why you need something to keep you cool and healthy, and that's Dr. Health Radio. It's the Snowman with you, David Snow. And speaking of hot and cooking, well, cooking and hot, you know, cooking and heat go together. Next week in the 10 o'clock hour, we will feature a registered dietitian to discuss cooking to prevent cancer. What are the best foods to eat for a cancer-free lifestyle? Or if you already have cancer or have had cancer, what kind of diet should you follow? We'll get out your pencils and papers for next Saturday's show, because we'll have a lot of meal and recipe ideas, as well as tips, holiday eating tips, and much more as we feature that particular program. And also what to eat without using heat. We'll talk about overnight oats, among other things. And so be sure you're with us there. Next hour, be sure to be with us, because if you're disorganized it may endanger your life, especially if it's your medical records and health records. We'll talk about having a personal health organizer. We have a nurse practitioner with over 40 years of experience talking about that. And, of course, all of our regular features, the Fitness File, Funny Bone Pharmacy, Matters of Sexual Health, and Dick Allgaier's Health Report coming up next hour as well. Right now, though, let's go to Patsy McCandless. She is the author of expert on digital addiction, and she actually did a TED Talk on this. And, you know, to grow up to be mentally and physically healthy, that's what we all want for our children, right? Yet the magic of childhood is being threatened today by, of all things, cell phones and other electronic devices as well, that are literally rewiring, if you will, on a Wi-Fi basis, children's brains, kind of a digital heroin, if you will. And it's a big problem. And because according to my next guest, she's an author and educator for 30 years, Patsy McCandless. An individual childhood is hijacked by using these digital devices, which can result in a dramatic rise in childhood disorders. So we want to bring her on and have her give us the information we need to keep our children healthy, as well as having them be healthy into their adult years. Patsy McCandless, how the health are you?
I love that greeting, and I'm just wonderful. And it's great to be on your Iron Man show today, because this is the perfect antidote to cell phone addiction.
Oh, what is that?
Exercise.
Ah, yes, yes, okay.
And that's what's happening. Our children are not, they're just sitting with their faces buried in their digital device.
And they are not speaking of digital devices, are you by any chance on a speakerphone? Because it sounds like that we're having an echo on your end.
How's that?
That's better, thank you. Yep.
Okay.
All right, so good morning. I know that you are known as an imaginator. Now, I have had the Terminator on, Dr. Health. We had Arnold on some years ago, Arnold Schwarzenegger, but I've never had an imaginator on, so you're the first.
Oh, wonderful.
So, I just want to clear that right off the bat. Now, give us a condensed version, Patsy, if you will, of the TED Talk you gave on cell phone addiction. Just give us the highlights of that, first of all.
Yeah, it was really wonderful because I was able to talk to the adults who really started the problem, and talk to them as parents, and that they are the ones who can be the role models for the children, because the cell phone, I mean, the data is incredible. The World Health Organization has already talked about gaming videos that are addictive, and they call it digital heroin. And the real challenge is that, as you introduced me, the childhood disorders that are just rising exponentially is just incredible, from obesity, sleep, depression, anxiety, and the one that really gets me are the attempted suicides.
Oh, my gosh.
Rates in our darling, precious children are just skyrocketing, and so much of it has to do with what is happening on the cell phones, from pornography to the actual brain-changing addictions that are happening.
And tell us how it actually encourages impulsive behavior, because the attention spans, you know, everything's everybody's so overstimulated by the material or the content on the devices.
Right. The ADHD is also another spike that we're seeing. So what is happening is it's actually built so that it gives you a dopamine pleasure hit to the limbic system of your brain every time you're swiping or texting or getting your dose of instant gratification.
Mm-hmm.
And it, when the limbic system is getting this dopamine, it means you're going to want more. And the real difficulty is that it does not engage the prefrontal cortex of the brain, so there is no real rational thinking going on.
Oh.
And so the big one is there is no communicating going on. Do you know 60% of our teens already admit that they're addicted to their phone?
60%? Wow.
And they would rather text with their friends than have face-to-face.
Oh, that just kills me. Oh, I just, well, no. I forget the teens. I know so many adults that are the same way, right. And that's why I don't, you know, people that know me know that they can't text me because I went back to a flip phone and I've never texted anybody, and nor will I.
You.
Yeah, yeah.
Bravo. I know that we cannot go backwards with technology, and there are many wonders in
technology. Oh, of course, yeah. We're using it right now. I mean, radio, radio.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But the truth is the tech leaders, Silicon Valley or wherever they are, because mm-hmm. they're spreading out all over the big cities of the nation, and they do not allow their own children.
That's right. Bill Gates and Steve Jobs, two of the top people in the field that you're talking about, do not allow their children to have cell phones, or did not. Now, 7 billion people, I watched your TED Talk, 7 billion cell phones in the world. Now, that's more cell phones in the world than there are toilets.
In some ways, that's rather an amusing and touching data. But, you know, there are people in third world countries who have cell phones, but they don't have sanitary.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Seven billion.
And
yeah.
It makes you wonder, you know, where are we? And, you know, are you choosing your cell phone instead of your child?
Yeah.
And who charge you or your cell phone?
Now, what is nomophobia?
That really is the addiction. It's a new word that has come about because of cell phones, and it is fear of being out of touch with your being able to use your cell phone.
And it's real.
And another thing is that teenagers, I think it's almost up to 60% again, they sleep with their phones.
Oh, my gosh.
So that they don't experience what you introduced. FOMO, F-O-M-O, that is a real fear of missing out.
Oh, okay.
So that's why we're seeing sleep disorders.
Yeah, right.
Sleep disorders are very serious. And, you know, I mean, there's plenty of data out there that shows all of the negative side effects that come from sleep disorders.
Patsy, I hate to cut you short. We only have less than a minute left. Is there a website for people to get in touch with you for more information?
I am patsymccambliss.com, but I think my greatest antidote is my new book, which is also my .com, becomingjessie.com. And everyone who is reading this book now, I'm just getting great referrals about, you know, I'm ready to throw away my cell phone and just go back to the beauty of the magic of childhood.
Oh.
That's what I'm trying to do.
All right. Well, that's a good way to end this conversation. Thank you so much for doing what you do and for producing that TED Talk. And all the best. And again, becomingjessie.com.
Right.
All right.
Got it.
Thank you so much, Patsy. All right. We'll have you back on for sure. Next hour, a nurse practitioner with 40 years of experience joins us to take you through a step-by-step guide to putting together your own personal health organizer and the importance of doing that, plus all of our regular features in next hour's show as well. If you miss any part of the show or just want a double dose of good health information, our show is rebroadcast tonight from 9 to 11 p.m. for Saturday Night Healthy right here on AM 690 and 94.3 The Answer. I'm David Snow here on Dr. Health Radio. Stay tuned for hour number two after the top of the hour Fox News.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.